Well, hello there, and yes, we did it. This is the final C and the final teams segment. Well, am I excited? Yes, I'm excited. It's been a long journey, and I appreciate you navigating it with me. But this week, we're going to talk about the commitment and your team. Now, we talked a little bit about that last week as far as what you can do as a leader to be committed to things that you're doing with your team. Well, what can you do to encourage your team to demonstrate that commitment? Part of it is getting them to stay for a while. Now, team commitment can mean promotions. And if you have a small team, promotions are tough. So ask some of those questions to your team members as far as what will give them to stay for a while. Some people are content with just staying in the same role for year after year because they're an expert at it. And they don't want to change or move up. They just want to do the same job because they do it well. And they're comfortable with it. Their commitment is doing that job day after day so that they're performing and being happy about what they're delivering because they're helping other people. Respect that. Encourage that. But also try to figure out where in the organization that can happen. Make sure it's on your team. Make sure that you have some spots to where you're balancing that with your team, because if you fall short of that, they're not going to go somewhere else. They're just going to give up. And that commitment needs to be that you're there for them, but also that they're there for you. The other thing I'll tell you with commitment and the team, that team is a big concept. And when you're committed to the team, it's there are no superstars because the team takes advantage of it. Well, that's a tough one because there are superstars on the team. And those are the ones that are going to be identified as stepping up. It doesn't mean they're always on the right track and being committed to the team concept. Figure out where your balance is, because you do need those superstars. You do need to be committed to helping them grow and develop, and you do need to be committed to making sure that they can progress and grow. Sometimes that's not going to be on your team. I've had a few team members who reported to me, and then we changed scope. And that change of scope really gave them opportunities to think to go somewhere else. The fortunate thing for us is we got to encourage them to stay within the organization and make changes so that they are committed to the organization we were in, but they also were able to deliver on new skills for being a leader or being a higher leader or making leadership changes. This is where commitment comes in, is that you know where the organization lies, you know how long people are going to be there, but then the team is there for each other and they know that those changes are going to happen. As I said in the organizational episode where we talked about freedom through commitment, that freedom is on knowing that there's people that are going to help you within the organization, whether they're new or they've been there for a while. They've been committed to making sure that they're making a difference. If you have individuals on your team that aren't making the difference, find out why and commit to them that you're going to help them change some of that. Well, I can't thank you all enough for staying with me all these weeks and listening to all the messages that I've shared. I hope I've demonstrated all seven C's for you. And for those of you, it's either up here or over here. I don't know which side that the graphic is going to appear on, but the commitment is going to be that they'll flash up there. I'm going to ask you some questions next week, and Terry's going to join me about how well we're doing in delivering on some of that, but also how well you're doing in delivering some of that. Thank you again, and thank you for navigating the seven C's of leadership with me, John Murray. Thanks, and have a great day.